Hello folks, John Arnold here again. It is the 12th of November, which makes it the 12th day of Napod Pomo and the 12th day of the Creativity X project. We're nearly halfway through. Right, your assignment for today is something that has come up quite a few times since we started in various different people's assignment entries, and it's negative space. You are totally messing with my plan, guys. Whenever I comment on these pictures, I try and talk about what composition techniques you've used, and sometimes you've been using stuff that we haven't covered yet, and I find myself thinking, oh, I suppose I better bring that up now. So negative space was due to come later in the month, but I'm going to do it now because we've just had an excellent negative space shot from Rob Allen, who's done in his reduce and simplify assignment. He reshot the shoes that he'd taken a picture of before, and he's done a very classic negative space composition with the shoes pushed into the corner and lots of space on the floor around them. So that gives you an idea of what negative space is. But so your assignment is to take a picture that uses negative space to isolate a subject. But let me just talk briefly about what negative space is, because it's not immediately obvious. So if you think about any photograph, the bit that you're trying to get people to look at is usually your subject. And quite often your subject can be supported by parts of the picture, like we've been doing with repeating shapes or leading lines, or maybe sometimes light, hopefully often light, because light is such an important part of composition, and we're going to come to much more to do with light in future assignments. But negative space is one of those things that can really isolate a subject and can really help you focus in on either the context or maybe the loneliness or maybe contrasts about the subject. So, right, look at a picture, and the subject is what we call the positive space. It's the thing that you want people to look at. It is the bit of the picture that is the reason for being there. The negative space is the stuff that isn't the subject. It's everything else. And what is negative space can sometimes be a little bit fraught. So those repeating patterns that we've been using are an important part of the picture, but are quite often still not positive space, because they're just their background, their surround, their context, their the area of the picture that makes the main subject look good. But they aren't the subject. They're not there. They're not what we're there to see. So the question of what is negative space is quite a subjective one, and it depends a great deal on the picture you're trying to take. So the easy way to go about this is just to put, you know, a big area of blankness around your subject, or emptiness around your subject, and for it not to be something that draws the eye at all. But there's lots and lots of clever ways of using negative space. So I encourage you to explore them, to look at pictures. Just Google negative space a little bit and get a look at a whole bunch of negative space shots and see what people do with negative space. And then go and find your own. And as always, upload it to Google+, tag it with Creativity EX, and I will comment on as many of those as possible. This is a tricky one, guys. It is not at all immediately obvious what is negative space. Even when you think something is negative space, if you take a look at a picture, you so often see it with your brain and not with your eyes. It's so easy to see in a scene or a picture or a location what we expect to see and not notice. For example, we often do this with lampposts or trees growing out of people's heads when we're taking photographs of people, because we don't see the picture, we see what we expect to see. And the same thing can break your negative space shots. Try and be impassive, try and objectively look at the photograph on the back of the camera when you take it. So it's very easy to miss something that spoils your negative space. Okay, so I hope that's helpful. I hope that's useful. Your assignments are entries in the last 24 hours. It's getting really hard to tell who's entered what. I'll just go through the list of people I can see in my Google Plus here. I can see photos from Rob Griffiths, Mary Andy Griffiths, another one from Rob and Mary Andy, Georgina and Rob Allen. Nancy Hayes, glad to hear you're better, Nancy. Got two from Neil Hopkins and one from Will Kay. Thank you to everybody for entering. I will catch up with you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.